Hello everybody, welcome to tonight's episode of Tech Time on Chat.TV. We are glad that nobody came right now, we have no viewers. So,
me and Caleb.
But that's why we're recording a podcast for the first time, so this is the first Tech Time podcast. We have 11 stories to tell you about today. So, Clay, say hi.
Hi.
Alrighty. Well, here we go. Well, this isn't about tech exactly, but they sell tech, Circuit City. Now, a couple weeks ago, they announced they would close some of their stores due to lack of sales. Monday, November 10th, 2008, Circuit City files for bankruptcy. They filed mainly so they could keep their big brands like computers and stuff, and it would keep them from not letting the seller not supply goods to them. Their goal is to have most of their stores open throughout the upcoming holiday season and see where it goes from there. Now, one company that some may know of, CarMax, will not be affected by this because CarMax broke away from the Circuit City chain a couple years back. I have personally liked Circuit City better as far as computers and such goes. They seem to have cheaper prices on their actual computer hardware, but when it comes to other things, I prefer Best Buy. Circuit City opened its first store in 1949, then known as Ward's Company. It was founded in Richmond, Virginia, where its headquarters is located, where it cut 800 employees due to this. And audio on here is not working. Alrighty. Apple's iPhone has half the failure rate of the RIM's BlackBerry in the first year of use. A study carried out by a mobile phone warranty firm has found the Square Trade study released Saturday looked at more than 15,000 handsets that were covered by the company's policies. It found iPhones have a malfunction rate of 5.6% in the first year compared to 11.9% for Research in Motion's BlackBerry smartphones. Palm Trio's far even worse, with 16.12% having some sort of malfunction in the first 12 months of use. Figures from the analysts from Canalysis, which released last week, show Apple has now overtaken RIM in the global smartphone sales stacks. Square Trade had to project their figures for the iPhone's failure rate over a two-year period, as the handset has not been available for that long. Nonetheless, that rate came in at about between 9 to 11%. The equivalent failure rate for BlackBerry handsets was 14.3%, with the Trio coming in at 21%, breaking the figures down. The most prominent malfunctions for iPhone users appear to be touchscreen related, accounting for a third of all reported issues with that handset. Is 9%. It's likely that any iPhone owner can guess that reason iPhone accidents are so common, the authors wrote. After 2 minutes of handling the iPhone, it's impossible to escape noticing that the handsets are incredibly slippery. The form doesn't help either. Dimensions make for a difficulty grip, especially for those with small hands. These two factors conspired to make iPhone more accident-prone than just about any other handset model we've seen. The reporter's authors also noted that fewer than 0.5% of iPhone report problems after a year used compared to a recent study did not take into account software issues handheld directly by the retailer or fixed by firmware updates. ZDNet UK has requested comment on Square Trade's report from both RIM and Apple, but had not received it at this time of writing. However, 12% of iPhone users reported accidental damage to their handsets within the first year of use, the average for other.
YouTube Live is coming up. It is being held in San Francisco, California in 10 days from today. It is basically every stream, part content, part variety show, and has everything. It is going to be the first live event hosted by YouTube, so I guess we'll have to see what happens.
3 years after the first clinic dedicated to internet addiction opened in Beijing, Chinese doctors have now officially defined it as an ailment. those afflicted with this ailment spend 6 or more hours a day online and exhibit at least one of the following symptoms: difficulty sleeping or concentrating, yearning to be online, irritation, and mental or physical distress. Do you meet the criteria, you're in a good company. About 10% of Chinese 253 million internet users exhibit from of addiction to the medium, and 70% of those people who are young men, an official Xinhua news agency report said.
The positive virus scanner ABG released an update yesterday that caused software at Smart User 32.dll as a virus. Since this is a rather critical file, ABG's suggestion to remove it caused problems for users around the world who now advise to restore the file through Windows Recovery Console. ABG posted an update about this and supported section of their site. This form are all complaints. The Windows 7 unveiling guaranteed larger positive coverage with many hands-on test phrasing. It is for being faster than Vista, but is it actually? To find out, the blogger ran a suite of benchmarks to see just how quick Windows 7 really is, and the results were quick, what he expected. The actual performance gap between Vista and Windows 7 is nada. Absolutely nothing our Office benchmark NVIDIA's encoding test marks and previously the same time regardless of which OS is installed. It is tempting to see this as a bit of a con. They speed up the front end so it feels like you are getting more done, but in terms of really productivity, it is no better than Vista.
Frogger writes to tell us NVIDIA has released what they are calling the most powerful graphics card in history, with 4 gigs of graphics memory and 240 CUDA programmable parallel cores. This monster sure packs a punch, although with a $3,500 price tag, US dollars, it certainly should. Big senders can rejoice at a new shiny, and the rest of us can be happy with the inevitable prices shift to reasonable models. Sun's solid Office suite has been mysteriously dropped from the Google pack of free software. The Office suite has been axed without any warning or explanation on the Google suite. Is Google trying to drive more people towards its own online suite of Office applications, or has it been more stung into action by Steve Ballmer's recent comment that Microsoft Office faces stronger competition from Star Office than it does Google Docs and Spreadsheet?
Dean Keeman, a vendor of the Segway, has combined steering engine with a battery-powered electric vehicle based on the Ford Think to provide a fully decoupled electric hybrid car which can run on fuel, which can provide enough heat to run steering generators. Think also producing a purely battery Think City car, which is capable of 62 miles per hour and a range of 126 miles. Apple has quashed this rumor and its latest obsession, declaring that no new Mac will be released before the holidays. Earlier Monday's report that Apple is getting new release and update version of the iMac and Mac Mini next week, but a company reporter Todd Macworld, our holiday lineup is set. In a rare move to dampen the expectation regarding the new products, as Macworld's Jim Darlupi points out, the iMac and Mac Mini seem overdue for a hardware update, making it plausible that new versions will be sometime soon. But Apple appears to be saving those updates for later. Perhaps the annual Mac World Conference in January, Apple did just release new MacBooks and new MacBook Pros to boost the Mac lineup heading into the holiday season, which is generally the busiest time of the year for the computer industry.
As competition in the mobile phone market heats up, two companies with flagging momentum are teaming up to try to compete better with the market leaders. Microsoft and LG on Monday said that they plan to work closely together, collaborating on research and development, marketing, applications, and services for converged mobile devices. The announcement came from Seoul, Korea, LG's base, during a trip there by Steve Ballmer, Microsoft's CEO. The collaboration is not a first time for companies. LG has already been making phones that run Windows Mobile. But the agreement could signal a step-up effort by both companies to try to beat the competition. While LG has had some hot sellers, such as the LG Chocolate, it now faces challenges from new competitors, Apple and Google, which are generating more excitement. Google has just 2 weeks introduced the first phone to run its own on its Android software, HTC G1, Apple's iPhone, HTC's G1. Apple's iPhone continues to build momentum. Microsoft, too, has been affected by the news. It has been working recently to try to position Windows Mobile, traditionally regarded as solely as a business tool, as also useful for more personal applications. LG is traditionally focused on phones that would appeal most to mass-market consumers. Both companies have supplied in rankings recently. A recent Gartner study showed that worldwide, Microsoft in the second quarter slipped into the third place among providers of smartphone operating systems, behind number one Symbian, and number two ranked Research in Motion. Last year in the same quarter, Microsoft beat out RIM for the second position. A recent IDC study showed that LG during the third quarter of this year slipped into the number five position worldwide among mobile phone markers. In a statement, the company said they expected to see the agreement would create momentum and innovation for the industry. Thanks for coming and listening. We sure do appreciate you listening. And we'll
see you next week.
Next week.